This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Experts at the World Health Organization Tuesday acknowledged there's growing evidence the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a brief on the subject. The head of the WHO's technical committee said the UN agency was contacted in April by a group of more than 200 scientists who have called for the world body and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air. The committee is studying the matter. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll here in the U.S. could reach 208,000 by November. The Institute said if 95% of people wear a mask in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said the United States never experienced what he called a true end to the first wave of the virus. But he said that doesn't mean there won't be a second wave starting around September, when cooler weather allows the virus to live longer and people staying indoors makes it easier for the virus to spread from person to person. Murray said the second wave will hit hardest in states already seeing high rates of infection, including Florida and Texas. The White House formally notified the United Nations that it is pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization despite the surging number of COVID-19 cases here in the U.S. President Trump froze U.S. funding for WHO in April. A month later, announced his intentions to drop out. He accused the organization of having a pro-China bias in its handling of the coronavirus outbreak and demands reforms. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Wednesday opened a new office for its security agents to operate openly in Hong Kong for the first time under a tough new law, transforming a hotel into a force headquarters. Beijing imposed a new security law in Hong Kong last week, targeting acts of subversion, terrorism, and foreign collusion. The law is the most radical change in Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy since Britain handed the city back to China in 1997. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Wednesday said the country was still considering an offer of safe haven to Hong Kong residents threatened by Beijing's new national security law on the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Morrison told reporters his government continues to be concerned about the situation in Hong Kong. Australia could cancel an extradition treaty with Hong Kong after China cracked down on the city. President Trump says he is open to another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, even as Pyongyang signals it is uninterested in resuming stalled nuclear talks. Trump made the comments Tuesday in an interview with Gray Television's Greta Van Susteren. When Van Susteren, also a VOA contributor, asked if Trump thought such a meeting would be helpful, Trump replied, quoting now, "Probably. I have a very good relationship with him. Probably would be." North Korea has twice in the past week said it is not interested in more talks with the U.S., insisting another meeting or other summit would only benefit Trump's domestic political situation. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says he tested positive for coronavirus a few days after showing symptoms, including a fever. He made the announcement Tuesday. Bolsonaro has previously downplayed the risk posed by the coronavirus, once telling supporters because of his history of athleticism, he would not worry if he became infected. Bolsonaro's apparent disregard for potential lethal effects of the virus has led him to challenge safeguard measures to prevent the spread of the virus, such as weakening laws requiring a face mask in public. And Asian markets are mixed Wednesday as investors continue to be on edge over the rising rates of COVID-19 around the world. Tokyo's Nikkei Index closed the day out, trade sessions lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose slightly. In futures trading, the Dow Jones and S&P 500 trending downward while the NASDAQ is virtually unchanged. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.